Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Teresa Plains, chaplain of the Catholic community, as well as Father Isaiah Mary Molano. It is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, and the readings are from Cycle C.
It's kind of odd, isn't it? We just completed the Easter season. Pentecost was only 7 days ago. Ordinary time, as such, is about 6 days old. And here we are, still in white, celebrating the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. It's kind of odd. However, as odd as it is, it kind of makes sense. After we celebrate the great resurrection of Christ, after we celebrate the glorious ascension into heaven, and as we celebrate that Jesus now sits at the right hand of the Father, our eyes continue to gaze at the divine wonder, which is our God. We, the people of God, who find ourselves gazing in wonder at the descent of the Holy Spirit upon us at Pentecost, find ourselves still gazing into the depths of heaven. We find ourselves looking into the divine mysteries of our God and find ourselves gazing, ourselves wondering, contemplating even the source and summit of all our desires. Still relishing the gifts of the resurrection, the ascension, and the Pentecost, we still find ourselves looking up towards our God and finding the mystery of all mysteries. We find ourselves gazing in wonder. How can something be three yet one at the same time? How can we say one God yet God is three different things? What does it mean that when we say that they are distinct, yet they are completely, profoundly, and beautifully united in essence and in substance? What does that even mean? One of the many insights of our theology over the millennia proposes that in some ways, God, who created multiplicity and unity, transcends multiplicity and unity. He who created the grass and the skies also created the categories of science and philosophy that we contemplate. He who created the mysteries we contemplate through our studies and through our conversations is the same one who transcends them, daring us to understand and dwell in the deeper mysteries that have no end. To continue our contemplation of the Holy Trinity, then, I invite Teresa to the fore.
And Jesus, after he had arisen, said to his disciples, both then and here now in Memorial Church, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. How ironic, as some of us are counting the days until finals, and many of us cannot bear one more thing. It was a bit heartwarming that Jesus had compassion upon people who were overburdened. So many of us are frantically trying to cram into our heads an infinite number of problem sets, final papers, data tabulations, thesis defenses, final exams, job applications, interviews, and I'm sure I've left off some other things. You've been in our offices, and you're trying to put all of these things into your poor heads. Even for non-students, this time of year, there is an overabundance of things. Things that fill us to the breaking point. It can feel as if we're walking around with great weights on our shoulders, pushed down until we cannot bear anything more. And perhaps we can't even bear what we're currently carrying. However, Jesus' next line in the gospel is a promise. He says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, she will guide you into all the truth." Truth might be slightly different than what we are busily struggling to attain. Truth is much more akin to freedom and memory and having our eyes opened than to facts and figures. Your soul will feel it before your head does. Being guided into all truth was difficult for the disciples then, and it is difficult now. Truth is hard. Pontius Pilate, while cross-examining Jesus, asked the eternal question, "Truth, what is that?" And Pilate missed the truth that was standing right before his eyes. Pilate was distracted by political facts and by his fear. So he didn't remember important things. He didn't remember the stories that he surely would have heard of Jesus healing people or feeding the poor. He didn't remember his own one wife, dreams. And he didn't even remember his own soul's hesitation about maybe this person is innocent. Pilate washed his hands and he sent Jesus off to die. Truth is hard because it demands that we remember. It demands memory. It demands that we strip away things that seem critical, things that consume all our time, things that make us forget who we are. Because truth is not things. Truth is soul's memory, a deep, deep justice that brings life into our world. And just as the Spirit of wisdom in that first reading that we heard created lovingly, played before God, created the universe, so are we called to create and to remember that creation. To remember not so much with our heads, but with our souls. How will you remember today? Some of you don't have very many todays left at Stanford. How will you remember the blessings of today, the challenges of today? How do you remember your family, your children, your spouses or your partners, your parents, your grandparents? How do you remember the dead, beloved, unknown? Those we remember this weekend as victims of war or poverty, victims of horrendous windstorms. How do you remember history? Which side do you remember? Whose voices do you remember? Because it makes a difference. Memories can trap children for generations. How do you remember our world? Fractured? Full of national interests? Full of sisters and brothers that we look at and see ourselves? Or, well, things like that don't happen in our part of the world. I don't understand. It's not part of me. How do you remember God? As creator or redeemer, teacher, lover? Silent. How do you remember yourself? Spend your time remembering truth, embracing what Pilate in all his power could not recognize. The truth that you are the future of creation, the delight of the Holy Spirit, and the beloved of the Almighty God. The truth that every person on the face of this earth is the delight of the Holy Spirit and the beloved of Almighty God. I'm going to finish with a blessing. It's a song that is sung every year at Baccalaureate. Some of you may come to that and you may know this song, and some of you may never have heard it before. It's sung by Talisman, an a cappella group on campus, and it's called Wanting Memories. I think it comes very, very close to this truth of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. You used to rock me in the cradle of your arms. You said you'd hold me till the pains of life were gone. You said you'd comfort me in times like these, and now I need you. Now I need you. And you are gone. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Since you've gone and left me, there's been so little beauty, but I know I saw it clearly through your eyes. Now the world outside is such a cold and bitter place. Here inside I have few things that will console. And when I try to hear your voice above the storms of life, then I remember to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I think on the things that made me feel so wonderful when I was young. I think on the things that made me laugh, made me dance, made me sing. I think on the things that made me grow into a being full of pride. I think on these things. To teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I thought that you were gone, but now I know you're with me. You are the voice that whispers all I need to hear. I know a please, a thank you, and a smile will take me. I know that I am you and you are me and we are one. I know that who I am is numbered in each grain of sand. I know that I've been blessed again. To teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.